Hello, this is Shori.
Hey lady, it's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Good.
Good. Just touching base real quick, see if Mark was around.
Okay, one second.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hey buddy, what's going on?
Well, I'm sitting here looking at this crazy damn guy. Just typical, you know.
I'm going to say, you're looking in the mirror?
Hey,
what's up?
No, I'm sitting here looking at pendants that he's sending me, what he wants me to do, and I've about had it with him. I'm going to say, you pick out what you want, let me know, because he keeps firing stuff at me, and I can do whatever he wants me to do, you know? I mean,
all good, buddy. I don't keep you. I'm just checking in, making sure you are good.
I'm sitting here, like I say, sitting here looking at this stuff that he's got. I found something like this as well. he's got two kids now. He's got three pieces on here, and you know, and I just don't know. I said, you think about it. Let me know what you had in mind. I'll be glad to do it for you.
Right.
But I'm about tired of looking. So how's the world treating you?
It's going all right. It's going all right. I'm working, staying out of trouble, doing my thing, man.
Did you when's Vegas? Next week, isn't it?
End of the month.
A couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, I know y'all are headed out there, aren't you? I'm talking about the group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They won't let you go?
Not this time around. I think it's just a couple of managers and owners. They're keeping it tight. We're doing some meetings about liquid inventory, so basically about the trade-up. You know, going from there. So,
what the guy asked me a minute ago, and I just said, as far as natural diamonds, are they changing any on? I mean, I know one time they dropped, or have they changed any?
Prices are at an all-time low. I mean, give you an idea, I took a trade last month, 6 weeks ago, on a 90-point HVS2 natural round. Original price was $3,400. It's a $2,200 diamond now.
Wow.
So we have been down probably 2 years. It really hasn't changed much.
As gold started
to go crazy, diamond pricing seemed to come down.
How about like a 3/4 carat? They're going to run. It's going to cost me $1,100, $1,200 in it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, what do you think? SI2, SI1, where you want to be?
And maybe GH color.
Let's take a look.
Well, I'm sitting here. He asked me, the same guy I'm fooling with, what about a 3/4 carat? You know, he didn't tell me what he wanted, you know, and everything he had was natural, so I assumed that's what. And I said $2,000, and I figured, well, it's going to cost me $1,100, $1,200, and then I'm going to have to build this pendant for him and put diamonds around it, whatever I'm going to do, you know, and.
You know, SI2s are, I got a beautiful 70-point GSI2 GIA XXX faint, $858.
Wow. That's just,
you know, let me just look. There's another one for $805, similar. I mean, that one's got a little splits in it, but this one at $858 looks pretty good for that money. Where are you going for under a grand, you know?
How about, like a carat round is going to run in that same grade. $3,000?
Probably. I'll double check it. I want to say a little under that, but bear with me a sec. Give you an idea. I would have to double check these SI2s, but
yeah.
101F SI2, it's got a little spritz in it. I mean, you can be $2,500 and still be real safe.
Wow. That's, you know, 2-carat diamond and a natural like that. What's that going to run?
SI2, I mean, you probably, I'm going to guess 11, 12, but let's take a look while I got it open.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it? So how are y'all, how are y'all doing that on your trade-ups? They just, you losing
your
tail?
You paid for it. Yeah, you're $12,000 on a 2-carat GSI2.
Yeah.
So basically, we are giving you exactly what you paid for it. You got to spend a dollar more.
Yeah.
So we won't trade a 1 for a 1. I mean, we will if it's a dollar more.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
like
yeah.
That 90-pointer, we gave him $3,400. He traded it in on a 130, I think I got for him. So we're just going bigger, and we're going to get a dollar more, and he's going to take that diamond back, reprice it, and just how it works.
Ain't bad.
No, we'll take what he can get, right?
That's all you can do. You know, I don't know what, you know, everything is a mess right now, and I'm talking about not only with the diamond market, but the gold market and the gas and everything else is just ridiculous, you know.
Oh, it's crazy because oil shouldn't, gas shouldn't be where it's at, you know. It's,
yeah.
That's the petroleum companies taking advantage.
They're killing us.
Without a doubt. You know? I mean, we ain't buying oil from Iran.
No.
Why are the prices going up? Because you can get more for it elsewhere.
Why is Trump, hey, what was the deal on, you know, he was talking about running that, starting that pipeline again. Why haven't they started that up?
Well, they're working on it. Here's the problem. When the previous president decided he wasn't going to use it anymore, they let it fall into disrepair, and now you got hundreds of miles that got to be checked. The EPA gets involved. It's not something you could just turn back on. They're making every joint, everything is being inspected to me. You know, as always, they're holding them up on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well,
in my opinion, anyways, I mean,
yeah.
I know the EPA is involved huge there.
Well, I don't have a problem with them, you know, even running that line or even drilling, you know, even in the Gulf, I mean, most of the time they've got their act pretty well together. Now, the oil spill that happened down there in the Gulf, it was just an accident that happened, and it could happen with anything. I don't care what it is, but, you know, we need to be complete, and I thought we were completely away from the overseas market on oil, and I don't know why. I mean, like you said, you know, they're controlling that gas, the companies are. They're just bumping it up like with the rest of the countries, and you know, we should have had enough gas here to take care of all that, you know.
Without a doubt.
But I don't know. If that's the problem, we need to be drilling some more then, is all I can say.
100%.
You know? Yeah. Anyway, but that's about it. Not much else going on. Just like I say, Karen's off today. She's canning beans today.
Oh, nice.
We got beans coming in, and we have what we call a pole bean. And I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it actually grows up like a vine. It grows
you
know. And as it grows, you have to, you know, tighten the string that holds it, you know. And anyway, she got a hamper of them, and her sister got a hamper, and I think the other one did too. And anyway, they're down in Calvary doing all this right now, you know.
That sounds like fun. My wife, fall, she still cans. It used to be her mom and her grandma, and grandma can't do it anymore. So her and her mom get on it all the time.
Well, Karen takes it, and, you know, they jar them is what they do, but they have to put them in under pressure, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yep. No,
you know,
good,
and
man.
So I don't know how many jars they – I think we end up getting – we get about 20 jars or so, you know, and it gets us through the year, you know. We'll open one up occasionally, you know.
Right.
So we do, you know, we get all this produce down here up in the court and all that, you know. But anyway, well, I'll let you go. I'll give you a holler.
I'm around. You have an amazing day.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.